A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media Station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, missed a little Tom Herman talk, you missed a little Patriots talk, you missed a little fantasy football talk with Christopher Harris. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Craig Gaskett will join us shortly. Talk about the deal he's putting on for the city of Houston. We'll have Brad Powers at 5:45 to discuss college football betting. And getting back to the alcohol thing, Thomas said Pearl is actually pretty good for what it is. I'd say it's better than Bud Miller, Coors level, and the PBR Lone Star level. And I'm sure it is, but when you're a little kid and that's the first thing you ever drank and it makes you throw up, I'm never trying it. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. No one to blame. It's like the old sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know. But I'm pretty sure I tried it once and didn't hate it.
There you go.
But, yeah. I mean, what's a survivor pick for the week?
I think Buffalo's a pretty safe play. I think Carolina's a pretty safe play.
Yeah, because Buffalo's not a team you're probably going to use again.
Yeah. Get them while they're playing the Jets.
Exactly.
Who else do I like in Survivor? That's probably it. I that's the ones I would feel comfortable with would be either Buffalo or Carolina.
I think Carolina feels safer to me.
Oh, Pittsburgh is pretty safe if you want to burn them already against the Browns.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the team you don't want to – I wouldn't want to burn them week one.
Yeah, I'd want to hang on to Steelers and Patriots for as long as I can.
What do you think about Atlanta?
For some reason, I'm nervous about that game because that line – shouldn't that line be a lot higher than it is?
When you think about it, they're Atlanta's minus seven on the road.
Right.
So they're saying they're 10 points better, which...
But you're talking about a team coming off the Super Bowl that had a hell of a year last year against a team that's an absolute mess.
Yeah.
That number to me seems low. It just kind of scares me. It's like somebody knows something I don't. Maybe it's just because it's the first week and I'm real nervous about a lot of these lines. That's why
I thought about setting it. Someone asked me yesterday, and I almost did it. I almost set up a survivor pool for Blitz listeners. But... I mean, I don't have any. Michelle, who's our our prize lady, our promo lady.
Yeah,
her house got flooded, so she hasn't been here since the hurricane. So yeah, I don't know what kind of prizes we could put together. Mm. And I don't know. I think it might be stupid just to play for bleeps and giggles, but I almost did that yesterday, and then I didn't. It'd be fun.
Yeah,
and I'd like. Yeah, I don't know. I might do it by the end of the show.
And
tweet at me if you want to play that. Now that'll give me an idea.
You know what we could do? If we could give the winner like free access to Introduction to Sports Betting or something like that, we can give them the audiobook.
Okay. I said something.
I can do that.
You've got
and Acing Racing. We'll give them both.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll set that up during the next break then.
If that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head that I can give away.
Yeah, maybe we'll put together a prize pack to be named later. How about that?
Yeah, but we could put those two things in there, and then whatever else Michelle can come up with.
Okay,
make some shirts. I'm sure we got some ESPN gear. I know we've got 10 million koozies.
Yeah,
you guys can have ESPN koozies.
All right. Well, maybe I'll set that up.
Cool. 713-780 ESPN. How about let's take a phone call, Cowboy Jake or Jared? Cowboy Jared. Sorry. What's up, Jared?
Hey, sports, Fred, AJ, how'd y'all turn out on the flood, man? Y'all were okay?
All good, brother. All good.
Cool. Hey, y'all are going to laugh, man, because all these years y'all were talking about Game of Thrones, I was watching The Walking Dead. And when I saw all the posts about season 7, I was like, man, I'm going to check it out. Best show on earth.
You like that?
Every
huh?
episode. I was literally, they were like, man, you're going to cut the TV. I was like, man, no, I'm not. My neighbors knew. Every season I went to, because they could hear me, because they had already watched it. And I was like, I got to call Fred and tell them, I'm so glad to be a part of this wonderful organization, of the Game of Thrones, and I'm so pissed that I have to wait to watch it. I told my dad, and he was like, yeah, I was wondering why you hadn't been watching it. So I just want to call and tell y'all I'm sold. Besides the Dallas Cowboys and Ebony Amateur Porn, Game of Thrones is the best thing on TV to watch.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Jared. Yeah, I and welcome to Team Night King. I'm Team Night King. Blaine says, no Twitter on my end, but I went in. If you'll tell AJ. I don't know how he gets in touch with you, though. That's the problem. For guys texting the show.
If you don't have Twitter, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send everybody individual emails. I would just post the link, and that would be it.
Yeah. Well, put it on the you can put it on the Blitz Facebook page.
Okay.
You could do that.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can do that, but I can at least let Jong do that.
Yeah, Jong can do that. And then...
All right, well, I'll set one up during the next break. Then.
Yeah, there you go. All right, easy enough. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see who came in second in the poll of the NFL's most liked players?
Most liked players.
Yep. Basically, it gives a list of the most popular players with categories such as awareness and appeal. It was released by ePoll Research. I'll count them down for you, 10 to 1.
Is this by their peers or by fans?
No, this is by fans.
Okay.
Number 10, he'd be higher on my list because I love this guy and how much he parties. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, I like him too.
Number 9, Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Number 8, Aaron Rodgers. Number 7, Von Miller.
All right. That's maybe a little surprising.
Yeah. Number 6, Antonio Brown.
People do like him.
Yeah.
There's a receiver they like more, though. I bet he's on there.
There's two receivers.
One of them, Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. did not make the list.
Wow. People love that guy. That's surprising.
Yeah. Number 5, Derek Carr.
Okay, I like Derek Carr.
Number 4, one of the two receivers. We'll see if you can guess the other one. Jordy Nelson.
Okay. Is the other one Julian Edelman?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Yeah, it's not all white receivers.
Okay.
Number 3, Drew Brees. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. Number 2, from your Houston Texans, J.J. Watt.
Okay. And number 1, the most liked player is a receiver, huh?
He is a receiver.
Is it Julio?
Nope.
I don't know then.
It is Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's
because
a good dude.
Yeah, he does a lot. He does those University of Phoenix things, and that makes sense. So, let's squeeze on one more phone call. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I was wondering what y'all thought about Cincinnati and Baltimore this weekend. I'm kind of torn between the game, and I wanted to hear y'all's opinion.
I tend to like Baltimore as long as the Bengals don't, or as long as the Ravens don't have Joe Flacco. I don't think they have an offense. So 3 points at home seems very generous to me. I think that's one of the games that I may end up playing is Bengals. And you know me, I'm usually a Ravens guy.
Yeah.
But the Ravens getting 3 points on the road without Joe Flacco, no thanks.
Because
we talked to Chris Harris. What running back is any good there? They don't have a good running back. If they don't have Joe Flacco, what are they?
You're pretty predictable in that any bird team, you're always going to like for the most part, except the Eagles. So it's like if I say the Ravens are playing somebody, oh, I'll take the Ravens. If it's the Falcons, you'll take the Falcons. If it's the Seahawks, you'll take the Seahawks.
Cardinals,
you're pretty high on. I think the Eagles are the only one you're not.
Yeah, is that it for the bird teams? You might be right.
Just something I've noticed over the years of working with you.
Yeah,
there's something about bird teams with you.
I guess so. I mean, those bird teams are pretty good, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they are. Somebody says put up a date with Beth for Survivor pick prize.
We can't whore out our sponsors.
No. No, we can't do that. So, a lot of people asking when we did Game of Thrones. It was actually a week ago today, 5:30. If you want to go to podcastarena.com, we recap the whole thing.
Or if you want to hear me and Michael talk about it, we did one today. So.
You did one today? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shameless plug for your
podcast. Yeah, shameless plug. Shameless
I was going to ask you when you guys are going to do another podcast.
Yeah, well, we got, you know, obviously with the hurricane and everything, and then we got, you know, caught up with everything after Harvey. And then we did one yesterday, posted today. And we did the season. We basically did pros and cons of this episode, pros and cons of the season, season 8 predictions, and the second half of the episode. We were I don't know if you guys heard Ed Skrein, the guy that played the bad guy in Deadpool. He was casted for a role in the new Hellboy movie, and he was actually casted for the role as a Japanese American, and he got a lot of. People were asking him to step, or the people were upset, and he backed out of it. So we talked about whitewashing in Hollywood.
I see. He was kind of he's kind of an English guy, right?
Yeah, he's British. I think he's a descendant of he's mixed too. I think I don't know exactly what he is, but he acknowledged that being part something else kind of gave him perspective of he didn't know going into the role that it was a an Asian character. And then when he heard about it from all these fans, then he kind of stepped back on the role.
All right. What's the podcast called? And tell them where they can get it.
ComicCast. You can find it on iTunes, or you can go to podcastarena.com/ComicCast.
Okay. Well done. That you worked that plug into the show very naturally.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask anyway, because you know, people care. You've got fans.
It was our longest issue to date. It was like an hour and 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. That is long.
Yeah, because I kind of got on the whole, you know, whitewashing thing. Not just Asians. It's just, you know, we were talking about women getting passed up on roles, and we're talking about African Americans getting passed up on roles, that kind of thing. So,
yeah, John, us white men have to hold on to something. Everything else has been stripped away from us.
I brought up the whole Idris Elba being, when that rumor was out there that he was going to be considered for the James Bond role, and people got mad, and I was like, that's another example of whitewashing in Hollywood. So,
and I think he would have been great at that.
Oh, yeah, I think so,
I'm
too.
I'm a huge fan of his. Not as big a fan as my wife is of his, but, you know, what are you going to do? Joe asked, are you guys doing full NFL season or Super Bowl predictions? We kind of have done that already.
But, I mean, we could go over, I don't remember the last time we did it, but we can go over our NFL picks.
Yeah, we'll do that in the 6 o'clock hour. Yeah, we've got some time at 6 o'clock. And then people keep asking, what about this game? Tomorrow at 5, if you're new to the show, we go through every NFL line.
Yeah.
And preview the games. And if you're not into betting, it's okay. We still preview the games. And if you are into betting, we kind of give you our opinions on them. So we do that every Friday at 5 o'clock. And so we have Brad Powers today to talk college football lines and some of the games there. So we got you covered on everything today. So how about this? If you love fantasy football, you need to try out the new app, Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's not like the other guys. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. You can get the app right now. Play for cold hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. So if you're tired of trying to fit guys under a salary cap, that's not what happens here. You play in a real-life snake draft just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code SPORTS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just by using my promo code SPORTS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code SPORTS.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know,
true friend stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Joining us now, good buddy, comedian Craig Gass. Craig, it's been a while. How are you, man?
Hey, guys, it's Tom Arnold. I'm actually holding the phone for Craig. And Craig's talking to his sponsor right now. I'm in Houston helping out with the recovery efforts. I was in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting last night with Joel Osteen. I shouldn't say it's supposed to be anonymous, but Jim Baker is his sponsor. Jim's addicted to upskirt porn. But Craig's, I don't know how far I can go with that. Sorry.
Who cares?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Not much. We all know that Craig's busy doing coke, and that's why we were talking to Tom Arnold anyway.
Yeah.
Once you bust that line, I knew you'd be back on. Yeah. So you text.
You know what? Every time I come on with you guys, it's always like a silly, goofy thing. And a couple days ago, got a phone call about this cool thing that's going on tonight, and I bought a plane ticket to be a part of it. Former Houston Texan Arian Foster is doing a event tonight at the Houston Improv. He's getting all these comedians to fly in from around the country to do a comedy show. And the way it's set up is if you've been affected, if you've been displaced by Harvey, or on the flip side of that, if you've assisted in the recovery efforts, then you can come to the show for free. You call the Houston Improv and use the code word STRONG, and you can come to either of the two shows tonight. There's a 7 p.m. and a 9:30 show tonight. And they are selling tickets, and all the tickets, 100% of the money that's going towards the tickets will be turned around to recovery efforts for Houston. And we're also going to be doing a live broadcast on YouTube for it to raise money as well. But we wanted to do something, you know, as small as it is, just being able to get people to come together and just have a night of laughter is something that I think is needed, you know?
I'm with you. And I know you got a lot going on in your neck of the woods, too. I've seen the whole Pacific Northwest has been burning down. So it's really awesome that you took the time out of your schedule to come down in here and do it. You know, do you know what the bill looks like? You know what kind of guys are going to be out there?
Yeah, there's actually a couple. I don't know if I can promote who all is coming in. I've been told that all I can say is that it's a bunch of headliners from around the country are coming in, but there's some surprises in there. And Foster, you know, I know he's a big NFL guy. He wants to bring in some of his NFL buddies to come out to the show tonight as well. And the show's going to run about 90 minutes. And I just know that I'm going on. I can't say everybody who's coming out, but it is free if you've been affected by Harvey or if you've assisted in the recovery effort. Steve Hofstetter, who helped, he has his own show on Fox, has been coordinating the whole lineup. And he's been throwing some names out at me, and he's like, this guy might be able to make the 7 p.m., this guy might be able to make the 9:30 show. So I know I'm performing on both shows. And I just was really moved by and I've always said this, man. I'm from New York. I was home for September 11th, and I really do believe that when the time calls for it, and when it really hits the fan, you see the best in people. And the images I saw of mile long lines of cars with boats just waiting to be told where to go to help people out really touched me. And I believe that's where people are. That when the time comes, people step up and they want to help. I think people are decent in when you boil it down. So the idea that we could do something fun tonight and just get people to come out and have some laughs for free was something I was really excited to be a part of.
Well, give us the details again on how people can get involved with this. Where's it at? And give the password out again.
Sure. It's former Houston Texan Arian Foster is hosting this thing. He's the one who started this whole thing to get this happening tonight. We're going to do two shows tonight at 7 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. And if you've been affected by Harvey, or if you have assisted in the recovery efforts, the show is free. Just call the Houston Improv and use the code word STRONG to get tickets. I'll give out the phone number. It's 713-333-8800. That's 713-333-8800. Use the code word STRONG, and you can have tickets to the show, and the laughs are on us. And you deserve it. You deserve a night of laughter. So please come join us tonight. And God, this lineup is going to be amazing. I'm really excited to be a part of it. But that's the Houston Improv, and you got two shots at it tonight. We knew we've already got too many people to fill up one show. So I'm glad we're doing two shows, because we got more than the capacity between the two shows already. And I think both shows are going to fill up pretty well. So.
Awesome. Well, Craig, I think it's awesome that you came down here to do it. I think it's awesome, and we crack a lot of Arian Foster jokes on this show, but I do think it's cool that he's doing something to help out as well, and this is something that I think the city could use around now. So appreciate you coming on, and appreciate you coming down and taking part in this, bud.
Thank you, man. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, man. That's Craig Gass. He and many other comics tonight at the Houston Improv, and use that code word STRONG at the door. And you can get yourself a free ticket if you have been affected by the hurricane, if you've been displaced, or you've been a part of the relief efforts. So, good deal.
Which is pretty much everybody in the city.
Damn near everybody, yeah.
So, one way or the other. And some both. Some people who were affected were still out helping.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool that they're doing that. And I think you're going to see some surprise big names there, I would guess.
I would guess so as well.
And if nothing else, you get to see Craig, who's hilarious and does fantastic impressions and... long time friend of the show, and cool that he's in town.
I have posted on both the Facebook page and my Twitter a link to join the Blitz Survivor Pool.
Okay.
So it's there if you want to play. We don't know what the prizes are yet. I signed up. I'm sure Fred and Jong would sign up.
I did.
You're in, Jong? All right, Fred. If you can,
I will on the next
take
break.
The time out of your day. Maybe we can even get Tyler. Maybe we can get Juggalo Trey to play.
Oh, I'll go ask him.
Juggalo Trey says that
I don't know, AJ.
Juggalo Trey says the Broncos are going to beat the Chargers by 100 points. So I already know he's got one locked in.
I know more than you guys about this, AJ. I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. We're doing it.
Awesome. All right. We will talk a little college football betting next segment. So if you've got questions for Brad, all you have to do is text those in at 713-780-3776. And you know what we'll do? We'll ask him about them.
Sounds good. All right, guys. You've been waiting for it since February. Football season's finally back. Starting up tonight. On Sunday, though, DraftKings is going to treat you right. They're hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion with a B. So many ways to play with DraftKings. You choose between public contests that have big cash prizes or private contests amongst your friends, or you can just go head-to-head with some dude and take his money. DraftKings has beginner and casual contests, so you make sure you're not playing against a shark if you're not one. The best part is you get a new team every week with no commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. You've got no reason to not try it, guys. It's DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Purchase my brains, throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Left me cause they thought it was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sinner. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these real hurting were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713. That's two
that
already.
Better, right?
531.
Much better.
407 and 531 so far for A.J. 713-780 ESPN. We're going to have Brad Powers next segment, which is when we usually do Gem of the Day. So this segment, we're going to go ahead and do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
First off, I'm kicking myself that we didn't think of doing this. But I'm freaking love Rick and Morty. And the guy who created the show is also the voice of Rick.
Okay.
He was doing a podcast, and they decided to prank call Joel Osteen's prayer line.
Okay.
As Rick Sanchez. So the best part is this woman's reaction, which totally takes him off guard. So we have that, John?
What is your name?
My name's Rick.
Rick, Father God, you solo Rick to you like that in the name of Jesus.
Are you talking in tongues right now? I need to talk to Joel Osteen. It's a very important message. I have lots of money right now. I have over $87,000. And I am ready. I have $83,897 right now.
Call back tomorrow.
How much do you get paid to answer the prayer line?
Well, you know what? That ain't none of it. Oh, la, shit, da.
What? Say that again?
Let the Holy Spirit tell you.
Did you just talk in tongues? Is that baby talk? You keep saying Ricky. What does any of this mean? I'm confused. If I were to translate this, would it be like, hey, don't let people into the building during the flood because we don't want their dirty footsteps walking on our nice carpets?
The blood of Jesus.
I heard you the first time.
The blood of Jesus.
Yeah, I heard it the first time. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you for Second Chronicle 2015.
Uh-huh, 2015. 2015 was a good year.
Thank you, Lord God, for Flight News Battle.
Flight News. Flight News Battles. Is that a magazine you read? Ricky Tati Tappy Pop Pop Pot Tat Tat Tat. Ricky Tati Poppy Tappy Tat 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 Pop 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 Pop. Ricky Tiki Taki Pocky Pocky Taki Taki. You're laughing at it because you know it's funny because it's ridiculous. That's why you're laughing right now. You're dying.
Oh, she transferred.
She's going to put me up to the next level of prayer line.
She put you up to Joel.
Because you did so good.
What the hell was she doing? Now I'm pissed, though, that we didn't think of that because I would have loved to have called there and. Yeah, it's Maynard Monroe from Pasadena, Texas, and I need your prayers because I'm homeless.
Yeah.
And all I got's my phone, my guns, and my Dale Jr. T-shirt. So I need your prayers. Can you help me? Will you let me bring my guns in? Lakewood Church.
No, that's against the rules.
Well, I think I should be allowed to bring them in.
No, rules are rules.
I'm just shooting varmints with them.
Rules are rules. I heard there was going to be some sort of class action lawsuit against the George R. Brown for not allowing people to bring their guns in.
Oh, come on. Jeez. Come on. Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I always love it, though, when somebody goes into something like that thinking that they're just going to prank this person, and then he gets this crazy old woman who's not making any sense, and it just deteriorated from there. But just thought I would share that.
Well, I thank you, sir. It's exactly what we needed.
That's
one way to bring us all together.
Hey, we just gotta listen. We can all agree on certain things, right? That we're all in this together, and that making fun of Joel Osteen is fun.
People like that.
Yeah, and that he's earned the right for us to make fun of him. So. We're all on the same team there. Mont says, feels like a Radio Row interview intensive day. We just kind of added Craig because they're doing that thing tonight, which is cool. But we'll have Christopher and Brad on Thursdays throughout. So, although, we'll have to see how next week goes because we'll be in Vegas. So, someone 3 says, when are you doing the horse picks on pregame for Hurricane Relief? I'm not doing horse picks on pre. I'm doing my sports picks are on there, and every, like I said, every dollar I make from those is going in to is going to flood victims. And the other thing we're going to do that's going to be fun is for Breeders' Cup, I'm going to put up $500 and go out to Sam Houston Race Park, and I'll tweet out pictures of all my plays, and any profit I make that day, whether it's $200 or $20,000, that'll all go to flood relief. And if I lose, I'll just donate $500.
There you go.
So it'll be fun, and hopefully I can hit a couple of nice ones. But, I'll just kind of tweet them out that day and say, okay, here's this race, here's who you're rooting for. And I'll have some ridiculous trifecta plays, too. But so that'd be a fun way to do it and hopefully raise some money. And like I said, worst case, just write a check for $500.
There you go.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Thoughts on how Goodell will be treated tonight? From what I understand, he's going to get out of there as soon as possible. He's going to do his thing and bail.
That's pretty standard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what he does. But it's not really... he's not really liked there.
There.
Or anywhere.
I was going to say.
Soccer Bilal wants to know, would you ever have Joel Osteen on the show?
I'd rather not.
Nah.
I don't know how that would benefit us. I don't know how it would.
I talked to Jesus directly.
I don't know how it would benefit the audience. And also, it's a moot point because he would never do it.
He would never do our show. And to be honest, no, we would never have him on because, frankly, I think he doesn't need any help fleecing people out of money. He's doing real well on his own. So, hey, John, do you know what podcast that was that Rick was on?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay, yeah, because it sounded pretty funny, but I was listening to that last night, and it just and you could tell he started off doing his Rick Sanchez voice, and it immediately just went back to his normal voice because the woman had freaked him out so much. But I don't know. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so you got any thoughts on tonight's game? Because I
think the Chiefs are good. I think everyone just assumes that this is a walkthrough game for the Patriots like most of them are, and I think the Patriots probably win. But I think the Chiefs are really good. I think the Chiefs will be able to run the ball a little bit, and I don't know. I don't know what the Patriots offense looks like besides Gronk. I mean, I know he's solid, but without Julian Edelman, you got a lot of question marks there.
Yeah. And maybe somebody steps up and fills that role and does just fine, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
And
it's not, I mean, Julian Edelman's he's the kind of player who fits really well in that system, but he's also pretty good. You know, you can't just take some guy and throw him into that spot and you're going to get the same production. I think that the Patriots offense is going to be fine, but remember the Chiefs are pretty good on defense.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad football team. So I expect a close game. I expect kind of a lower scoring game. Like if you forced me to play tonight, I'd be on the Chiefs in the under.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not
too
forced to play, so I'm not going to, but that's the kind of game I'm feeling.
Yeah, I'm not playing it at all, but I kind of think you're right. And I can't, as good as I think the Patriots are, I think there's a little bit of hype machine going on here. I can't give up 8 points. So if I were going to play it, I would be on the Chiefs side of it. And I do think, Chiefs are a pretty good football team. I think the Patriots win the game. But the reason I can't touch it, though, is I could also see the Patriots running off and hiding. I mean, depending on how they use some of these new weapons on offense. But, I like this Chiefs team. I have this Chiefs team in the playoffs. And I think the gap between the Patriots and the Chiefs is not nearly that much.
Yeah.
So Jesse said, have faith. He said the mayor would never come on, and he did. He did come on the show.
Yeah.
But we wanted the mayor on the show. I don't want Joel on the show. I think he'd bring the people down.
It's called H3 Podcast.
Okay. So, yeah, that's check that out if you liked what you heard.
All right.
So... I'm in Beaumont, and Luke's Ice House has advertised that y'all were going to be there today. I'm assuming the storm changed those plans. Yes, that's true. We were supposed to be there today. It won't be next week because we're in Vegas, but we will get over there. So, 832 asked, would you play the Chiefs defense tonight? I've got them in fantasy.
No, I wouldn't either. That.
Not if I had, especially if I have any kind of option. Yeah. Unless you're stuck with the Browns or something as your other option. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. All right, guys, if you do want to get in on the action tonight, you know where to go. MyBookie, industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on everything. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They've got in-game live betting, so if you know what? If the Patriots get down, oh, say, 28-3, and you want to bet them in the second half, you can do that on MyBookie. And they've got a user-friendly mobile site, which is great. I love that. You never miss a play. And it doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or if you just like to get in a little action here and there, MyBookie has you covered. Start winning big today. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, MyBookie is your site. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed.com. It's mostly slow traffic in your way, but there is a problem out on 59, the Southwest Freeway, northbound at the West Loop in a right lane. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef and one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Fourth and goal from the one. This is it. It's make or break. The game is on the line. Who's tougher? Who wants it more? These are the moments that can define a season. The play is called, and the huddle breaks. The roar of the crowd builds with anticipation. And then...
touchdown, Texas A&M!
Hear all the defining moments right here on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We'll get back to phone calls and other such nonsense in a bit, but right now, I'm going to talk a little college football wagering with the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. And he's a great Twitter follow at BradPower7. Brad Powers joins us. Brad, how are you, man?
Excellent. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Fantastic, man. Ready for some football. Before we get to this week, man, last weekend was just weird across the board. We saw a couple of ridiculous upsets. We saw that UCLA A&M game. What stood out to you from the first weekend? Not just from a gambling standpoint, but just as an observer of what was going on.
Well, obviously, on many fronts, we had a lot of outliers. Number one being that the biggest upset in the history of college football, you know, that dear and dear to us locally here in Vegas with UNLV going down as a 45-point underdog, and that being available on an offshore book by the name of Five Dimes. If you wanted to bet Howard, it was plus 5,500. So bet $1 to win 5,500, bet 100 to win 55,000. I mean, if Liberty over Baylor wasn't enough, that one was icing on the cake. And then, obviously, Sunday, we had the second-largest comeback in the history of college football. My sympathies to those of you that had Texas A&M on the money line. I'm not sure you can get a batter beat this entire college football season.
Well, and let's spin it ahead a little bit, because you mentioned Baylor. And, man, I the first thing I did was look at the line this week, because they play a UTSA team that just got better and better with every game last year, brings back their quarterback. And it wasn't a fluke that they lost to Liberty, and they're 16.5-point favorites. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, I think it's a little steep. But let me preface by saying, you know, if there's one week a year where we get total overreaction. It's week two because we only have one data point as far as what the teams look like for that particular season. So I'd be very wary of, you know, automatic fade on Baylor, especially with them having a game under belt advantage. UTSA hasn't played a game, with the game against Houston being, you know, canceled last week. And I'll also caution that last 2 years, Washington State lost an opener to an FCS team and followed up by winning 8 and 9 football games for the year. I'm not saying Baylor's going to do that this year, and you're right, it was a legitimate loss to Liberty, but I'm also not going to throw their complete season in the trash. With that being said, I'm a big proponent of UTSA this year. I like them a lot. I think they're the second-best team in the Conference USA West Division, and at a 17-point spread right now, I'm going to lean them and also lean over the total. I think the total looks a little cheap, too, at 58.5.
Brad Powers, our guest, pregame.com. And speaking of overreactions, I think I want to ask you about USC because obviously they didn't look great against Western Michigan, but it's week one. People forget that was a pretty damn good Western Michigan team last year. Did we oversell USC, or is that just we just write that one off and assume they come back and take care of business against Stanford?
Yeah, I have, you know, I'm pushing the pause button. I'm not, again, not completely throwing away and saying, hey, you know, their national championship aspirations out the window. I think mainly I undervalued Western Michigan. I thought them losing their all-time leading passer, their head coach, a top five NFL draft pick, I expect them to take a step back. They impressed me. But I guess the major cause of concern that I have for USC is their rush defense. If you're giving up 263 yards to Western Michigan, what's going to happen this weekend when they're facing the Stanford power rush attack led by, you know, Love, a great running back replacing Christian McCaffrey, and ran for over 180 yards in week one, only 13 touches. So that would be the major concern. If they win that battle or at least hold their own and can keep Stanford a little bit in check, I'm not as worried. But as far as the point spread, that's what everyone pays me, the dollars, to get a recommendation. I'm going to take Stanford plus the points in this one. Goes down the wire. Stanford's beaten SC outright 7 of the last 9 years. They play with a chip on their shoulder against SC dating back to the Harbaugh days. And I look for that to continue here in this one.
7 of the last 9 years. That's a trend. I think we can call it that. Ohio State, Oklahoma. That's a very interesting game because I noticed those are the second and third teams in your power rankings. And how close are these teams really?
Yeah, I mean, I think the line is fair, though. With that being said, I know they're number 2 and 3, but even on a neutral field, I'm going to favor Ohio State by 2.5, 3 points over Oklahoma. Then when you factor in it's a night game in Columbus at the Horseshoe, that's not your standard 3 points of home field advantage. That's more like 4.5 or 5 points. So completely understand the 7.5 number, and I'm going to lay it with Ohio State. Now, let's talk about Oklahoma's quarterback, Baker Mayfield. Number one in the history of college football as far as pass efficiency goes. But a lot of that is against average to below average Big 12 defenses. The last 2 years when he stepped up and taken on the likes of Clemson and Ohio State, he's got 3 touchdown passes combined in those 2 games, 4 interceptions, and last year only completed 53% against that Buckeyes defense. And he doesn't have D.D. Westbrook. He doesn't have Samaje Perine. Doesn't have Joe Mixon. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Urban Meyer's got more national title rings than games that actually Lincoln Riley is coached in as far as being a head coach. I'm taking the Buckeyes minus the points. Won't be a 21-point blowout like last year, but I do expect them to win by about 10 to 14 points here.
Brad Powers, our guest, pregame.com. And I wanted to ask you about one more team that a lot of people have interest in here locally, LSU. Just a dominant defensive effort and obviously still have some issues on offense, even though they went out and got Matt Canada. What were your impressions of LSU and moving forward, better or worse than you thought before the season?
Yeah, I upgraded them. I mean, I think they're very undervalued in the marketplace right now. And keep in mind, they were playing without several key players. They were starting 4 true freshmen on defense and held BYU to, 5 first downs, negative 5 yards rushing, and less than 100 total yards. That was very impressive for a unit that was missing some of their key players and playing a lot of guys making their first career game. The offense, it's obviously the concern. You've got to be able to punch it in. Going back to the Florida game last year, and when you get in the red zone, it's got to be 6 on the board, especially when you got a hammer at running back and Geis. So that's still a cause for concern, but I fully expect them to be at least 5-0 when they travel and take on Florida in what should be a heated game. They got revenge in that one. Florida didn't look good on offense, so that matchup might actually favor LSU. This is a team that might be favored in 11 of their 12 games, with the only exception being the road trip to Tuscaloosa in November.
How has Vegas graded down Florida State without DeAndre Francois, and now it looks like they're going to be starting a true freshman at quarterback? I mean, Florida State was a team obviously Vegas loved for good reason, I think, and I didn't really downgrade them a lot after losing to Alabama, but what's the big change now, or what's the change look like without Francois?
Yeah, I took them down about a touchdown in my own personal power ratings. You're right. I thought they looked impressive for the first, 35, 40 minutes of the game until they melted down at the end of the third quarter. They were more than holding their own against the number one team in the country. You're right. It's a true freshman, no experience. It's not like he's a five-star hotshot freshman either. Got a lot of talent around him. Looked like early numbers comparison to mine that Vegas downgraded Florida State 10. That was too much in my opinion. We're starting to see some late week money on Florida State in this game against Louisiana Monroe. It's kind of a flat spot for them. They got Miami on deck. National title out the window, but still a team perfectly capable of still winning 9 or 10 games. The worry that I have, they're at Clemson. They'll be a dog, considerable dog there. Also at Florida at the end of the season. National title and college football playoff out the window, but still a very talented team.
Brad Powers, our guest. I want to ask you about a couple of games real quickly here. TCU Arkansas, any feel for that? I think that's got the potential to be a pretty interesting game this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to sit that one out. I can tell you the money here in Vegas, the sharps are on TCU. Line open, Arkansas favored. It's moved all the way to TCU being a healthy field goal favorite. They're playing with revenge from last year, a disappointing performance. I'm losing at home in a couple overtimes to Arkansas. Didn't get a lot. Both teams took care of business in week one. TCU actually covered a 60-point spread, which is phenomenal. I'm going to sit it out. I'm going to learn a lot about both teams. Slight lean probably. If it goes and it looks like it wants to go to 3.5, give me the home team plus 3.5 if I can find a hook out there.
And Notre Dame, Georgia, which I think is another interesting one. Notre Dame seeing -6 right now.
Yeah, I wish I still had some more sixes out there. I took advantage of some sixes early in the week, down to 4, 4.5 across the market, and in most places, at least offshore. And that's correct line movement. I think Georgia's the play here. I'm worried about that Notre Dame rush defense featuring a couple of true freshmen in the rotation. They used a big rotation last week against Temple. Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, nearly 6,000 career rushing yards between the two of them. I'm not worried about Jake Fromm. He's got a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of leadership intangibles that maybe even Jacob Eason doesn't have. Eason's got the experience and a better arm talent, but I'm not sure Georgia's going to rely on Fromm's arm. I think they ground and pound it, and I think they're just the more talented team, and they're the more trustworthy team. Notre Dame, 2-11 straight up the last 13 times they played a top 20 opponent. Give me the Bulldogs plus the points, and what the heck, let's sprinkle a little money line on them, too. I think they win the game outright.
Let me throw one more at you. I don't think you could watch Penn State last week and not be impressed. It's a team that I didn't really want to believe in coming into the season, and I didn't watch Pittsburgh play, but they beat Youngstown State by a touchdown, and they're Penn State's 21-point favorite at home. Is that number seem low to you?
It seems a little high.
Oh, really?
I mean, Pittsburgh did beat them last year,
yeah.
So that's a heck of a line move in just 1 year's time. I get it. And Penn State's playing with revenge from last year, losing that game. And it's a Penn State team that's covered 10 straight times now by an average of 17 points per game. So they've been a money darling for those that have been betting on them. At 21, an in-state rivalry game, though, I think Pittsburgh slows the tempo. And they were up 21-0 last week. The Youngstown State kind of put the foot off the gas pedal there, and that's how that game got to overtime. So slight lean for me on Pittsburgh plus 21, but it won't be a significant bet. I don't like going up against, monstrous streaks like Penn State's got right now going for them.
All right, that's Brad Powers. He's the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. His podcast, go check him out on pregame. He's got some great stuff on there, and you can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Knows his college football. Brad, really appreciate the time, man. Good stuff.
All right, appreciate you guys. Talk to you guys next week.
All righty. Like that guy. He knows his college football, man.
Yeah.
This is good.
He's going against me a lot this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a good sign for me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a great weekend last weekend.
Threw a little water on my UTSA play, too.
Hey, listen.
But I
he's not here to make you feel good about yourself.
I agree with him in principle, but I also believe that I think UTSA is a pretty good football team. And
I do, too. And I think Baylor's not good.
And yeah, that was no fluke that they lost last week.
All right, guys, got to tell you one more time about DraftKings. Football season's finally here. We've all been waiting for it. No better way to get close to the game that we all love then with DraftKings, 1 week fantasy football. They're hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion with a B. Tons of ways to play at DraftKings. You can play a public game for big money, or private contest amongst your friends, or just a head-to-head, which is what I like. The best part is you get to draft a new team every week. There's no commitment to any player, so if a running back breaks his leg, it's not your problem. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot at $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
ESPN 97.5.